The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Not only is it illegal to work in the U.S. without a valid green card, it is illegal to hire someone without a valid green card. But with 11 million illegal immigrants in this country, who's going to enforce that rule? The government? Benjamin Johnson, director of the Immigration Policy Center in Washington, D.C., says past history shows the government just makes things worse. But now, there's a new idea. Lawyers. More after this for the American Jewish Committee. Conventional wisdom says that American businesses don't want enforcement of immigration laws because they're hooked on cheap labor. But suppose you're a business trying to operate legally and you find yourself having to compete against that cheap labor. What do? Wait for the wall? Well, what the Immigration Reform Law Institute in Washington has decided to do is to back a series of lawsuits against businesses who hire illegals on the grounds of unfair competition. In one such suit, Global Horizons of Santa Monica, which supplies temporary farm workers, is going after two competitors for supplying illegal farm workers. Global said it arranged to provide 600 perfectly legal blueberry pickers to a fruit company when the growers suddenly reneged and hired cheaper illegal workers from two competing firms. Global plans to argue that that behavior violates California's law against unfair competition. The defendants say they always check for the proper documents, but Global's lawyers say they will present testimony from former employees who have worked alongside illegals, as well as tax forms with fake names and fake Social Security numbers, and documents with upside-down numbers and backwards photographs that are obviously bogus. Winning won't be easy, but if they do win, there's your wall. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 23rd, 2006.